Welcome to Spectrum, a daily public affairs presentation of WCSN. And now, here's Spectrum, the talk of Mercer and Audley's counties.
Hey, we thank you so much for joining us here for Spectrum. I'm your host, Kevin Flynn. We're so happy to welcome Patty Hamilton to the program. She's with Agape Ministries. And Patty, we say welcome aboard. Happy Wednesday and happy anniversary is the right thing to say, right?
That's correct. The 50th anniversary is this year.
And so let's, hear more about that, too. Certainly what you have planned, for one thing, for Agape Ministries, and perhaps remind people two of the area that you serve.
Okay, we serve St. Mary's, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville are the four communities that we serve. We are having an open house. The store is always open on Saturdays, but they'll have an open house as well with specials and things like that there at from 9 to 3. The food pantry will also be open all day long for anybody who wants to come in and tour, get an information on what we do and how we do it and how the communities help us to achieve the goals that we try to seek. And hopefully we'll have some food while anybody comes in at the food pantry side. And we have memorabilia from starting when it first started. And I will have that all out on display so anybody can go back and look and maybe see people that they might know, grandparents that may have helped at some point in time, to know that they were part of making Agape what it is today.
And which Saturday will this be?
It's October 18th from 9 to 3.
All right. So people know that. That plan for the right Saturday.
That's
right?
Correct.
Show up with the correct. So basically a week from
this coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
Yes.
And also, I know you talked about the communities you serve, but here's the thing though, with your store, which is located there in St. Mary's, and the street that's on is
East Spring Street.
I thought it was Spring Street. Mm-hmm. Wanted to make sure I wasn't wrong. Basically, folks, if you can find Fowler's TV in the hospital, you are across the street.
That's correct.
Very easy to find. And that's for anybody, even if they're not, within the community.
That's correct.
You get people that come from way out of town to check out your store, right?
We do. I have friends who come down from up north. It's a 2.5-hour drive. They'll come down and spend all day. And then we will go out to lunch somewhere.
Very nice.
A day of it. They usually come down for Christmas, but they've been down in the summertime, or they'll see something on Facebook and come down and get it.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so people understand, that obviously that store runs on donations.
That's
right?
Correct.
And the money that you get in sales or proceeds at that store fund Agape, right?
That's correct. It funds the food pantry and the programs that we run. So we have several programs. We're getting ready to do one right now. It's called Warm Coat. We started collecting those with the churches. We've received donations of new coats as well. And then we start handing those out the last week in October, and we hand them out through February. For any adult gets one every 5 years that are our clients, and then children get one every year that are a part of the families.
Excellent idea. Mostly as adults, within 5 years, we can keep a coat for 5 years because we're a little more mature. And then hopefully we stay the same size,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I hope we're done growing, right?
Yes.
Kids mm-hmm. not so much.
No, right? They're always going to grow.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So if people would like to be a part of that, how do they do that?
Okay. If you want to be a part of it, we do have a website that you can donate online. Or you can come into the food pantry side itself is always open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. We take food donations daily. Our food pantries are Tuesdays and Thursdays, but we still take donations on that day. And then if you want to donate through the store, they're open Monday through Saturdays. They take donations 9 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and Saturdays 9 to 2:30.
No, right. And, as far as how often people can use, the food pantry, is that once a month?
Or it's every 30 days. So when they come in, we will give them a piece of paper that they will know the date, that date or after that date that they can come in. They do have to have a valid photo ID, and then they have to have proof of residency for themselves, who's ever coming to the pantry, and then anyone that's 18 years and older in the household, except for a married couple. They just have to have one between the two of them.
All right. And as far as, what they can get, probably misconceptions on what's at a food pantry. They probably think you get whatever, and it's probably not very good. And listen, you're trying to do a little bit more than just help them survive, right? I mean,
that's
you want to have some good food. You want to have something that's good to eat, right?
That's right. We have, of course, the basic canned food, but we get a lot of fresh produce and fresh bread from both Kroger and from Walmart. We pick those up daily. And so we get those. And then we also get a lot of meat donated to us. We were able to expand our freezer area And so we were able to offer, we have everything separated. So you have a beef freezer, you have a pork freezer, you have a chicken freezer, and then we have miscellaneous freezers that have different items. Sometimes we get frozen pizzas, things like that. So those are in the, they're separated. And you usually, a family of one to five gets at least one of those items. When we have an overabundance, you'll be getting two of those items. And we let people choose. It's a choice pantry. So you don't have to take everything in there. Take what you want. We always have the cereals, the breakfast items. We have toiletries as well. And then we also have laundry detergent and cleaning supplies. Those weren't offered before I started, but with the pandemic, we realized that those are one of the costly things, and food stamps do not cover anything that's taxed. So they would have to spend money on that. So they can get, we rotate it, but you can get laundry detergent. I think it's either every 2 months or every 3 months. And they're the big bottles. We were fortunate because we work with Call Ministries, who has an inn with Procter & Gamble. And they always donate to us. We share. So if we have an overabundance of it, we give it to Call. If they do, they call us and we take that.
Excellent. And I would point out, I was listening to all the things you were talking about, the meat and the frozen pizzas and even the produce. And then you threw in laundry detergent and toiletries. And I'm thinking, all the things that that really hurt to buy these days. They are expensive. And then if you're... Once a month, if you're covering that for them, their food, the laundry detergent, so on and so forth, now they have more money to, pay some bills, gas up their cars, keep the lights on, pay the rent. I mean, the benefit here seems pretty obvious.
Yes, that's one of the things that we encourage when they come in. If you come to us, because sometimes people, I don't want to say that they're ashamed, but they feel that maybe they don't need us, but maybe if they came to us, 4 months in a row, then maybe they would be able to pay off some bills or make better payments on their bills. Because utility bills themselves are extremely expensive right now.
They are. Mm-hmm. And also at some point, when we were growing up, mom was right. Close the light if you're not in the room. But on the other hand, it's been a hot summer. Mm-hmm. You got to cool off. Or sometimes we get these awfully cold winters. And I think you can probably get away with, I'll grab a few more blankets and a sweater. And you can't do that so much in the summertime. So I think there's very little ways you can ultimately control that anyways.
That's correct. And one of the problems this year we had was that a lot of the funding that helps with the, which would be HEAP and summer crisis and the winter crisis, a lot of those funds were cut back with the new administration. So it's not as easy for people to get those things, or the requirements are a little more stringent than what they once were.
That's all right. Yeah, all good points. I think if people have questions too, just call, right?
That's correct. Just call us. We're always there.
That's it. When you talk about some of the programs you have, that was one of them, obviously. We hear about, the food pantry. We hear about the coats and, of course, the store, which we could talk about all day. What else are you guys all about there at Agape?
Okay, the other things that we do in the food pantry themselves, we have what I call seasonal or holiday items. So we try to switch it up so that during the November and December, they'll get what I call holiday fare. What would you would normally serve in the holiday season? So we have those available for people both in November and December. We also do that with the food boxes that we give to seniors through the Council on Aging. They also will get the same type of fare so that if they have people coming over, they can have a holiday feast is what we're looking to do. We try to give them the smaller of the turkey breasts or small hams, things like that. We only normally give frozen items or perishable items to seniors those 2 months. But then we have chili season. We have Cinco de Mayo. We try to change it up so people have more options and a variety of food that they get to choose from. And the churches and youth groups help us get, they do food drives for those particular things. And that helps us, enables us, so we don't have to purchase as much if they didn't do those drives for us.
You think about our friends, the seniors, who I identify with, because I'm getting close to them. It's just how it is, right? Time goes
by. I'm already there.
I'm telling you. So, but, a lot of times, again, we're talking about a fixed income, Social Security, et cetera. So the income doesn't change, but expenses do. So I can see where they come up with some items where they're running short on some things. You know?
That's correct. And when they do, we encourage them to come. And they don't have to take everything. So, and they choose what they want, what they know that they can eat. Those are the things that we try to do the most of. And we do switch it up. And we always ask whenever a church calls us, is what do you need? So then we'll switch it up. We'll say, well, we need for the weekend power packs, which are the bags that we provide to the students in our school systems that are at risk for no food on the weekends, those types of things. Each time we'll do a different drive for a different item.
Yeah. And some of the things we've heard about, with some of the programs they've come up with, and, I know over here in Mercer County, we've talked about it on this show before, like some of the backpack programs that they've come up with, because, for a lot of the kids, their lunch is taken care of every day by going to school. I know some of the schools do breakfast. Mm-hmm. And so on the one hand, it's cool when Friday comes because you get to sleep in for a couple days. There's no school, but also, a lot of these kids, unfortunately, there's not going to be much food necessarily at home.
That's right. And that's why we met with the administration several years ago, and we determined that there were at-risk students. We don't know who they are. We allow the schools to tell us how many bags they need, and then they ensure they get to the students that need them.
And that, what's neat about that is that you're there to get the food for the students. You have no concern over who they are or anything like that. It's just, these are people in need. You're going to help them, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. That's it. All right, we're going to come back. We'll talk more with Patty. We'll talk more about the history of Agape. We'll talk about, their big open houses. If you ever needed another reason to go to their store, we're giving you more, right? Big celebration and food as we continue on Spectrum.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip. And of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, back on Spectrum, Patty Hamilton is with us from Agape Ministries in St. Mary's, coming up on Saturday, October 18th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Spring Street at their store, their Agape thrift store. They're going to have a 50th anniversary celebration. So as I understand it, people will come in, there'll be food and pictures of years ago. And most importantly, you want to show off that store, right?
That's correct. We want to show off the store. Everybody, if you haven't been there, which most people who live in St. Mary's and the surrounding area know, we receive donations from Mercer County as well. A lot of people will drive over there and shop as well as donate. And then we have donations that come in from all different places for the food pantry, as well donations of money. We have a lot of people who come in and give just money and go to a particular program. So if someone wants the money spent a certain way, all they have to do is tell us, and then we ensure that that's how we spend the money. So that's one of the things that we try to do. We have people who like the school supply program, the warm coat, the food pantry itself, and we ensure that that's where it goes.
I think it's one of those situations where everyone wins. People can rid themselves of things they don't need anymore. And it's certainly possible that someone has passed away. There's an estate that's been left behind and, you know, that people just don't have any need for these things, but they know maybe somebody else does. So they can do that. Other people can get things at a good cost, you know, a good deal. And in the end, they save a little money and they help fund Agape, your food pantry.
That's correct. Yes. The clothing, since I have been there, has never gone up in price. I think the one thing that our store director, Deb, did do was she raised the cost of coats. I think we went from $7.99 to $8.99, but they're winter coats. And then we have the jackets, but kids' clothes are very inexpensive. Everything is very inexpensive at that store. I buy blouses there. I buy all kinds of stuff there that you can't get anywhere else. And we have new tag items again, because we get donations from people who they buy something and they never wear it. So it is a new tag and it is a little bit more, but it's still, the basics are still the same price. You have coffee makers and you have appliances and all of those things. And we do test all of those items. So we make sure that they work before we put them out on the floor.
Yeah, a very good point there. I didn't want to leave that out too, because that kind of middle part of the store, I mean, you see blenders, you know, you see all kinds of things that sometimes they just break on you and you know, you don't want to, you know, thinking, I don't really want to buy a brand new this, that, or the other thing and come check you out. I mean, they might find it there and not for a lot of money, you know, and I also thought about like some of the other things you have, like the alarm clocks, and some of them are wonderfully old school. I love technology, but I still want a real alarm clock, you know, and yes. I can always count on you if I need one, you know?
Yes, we still have those. Like I said, we test everything before we put it out.
Yeah.
And to make sure that it does work, electronics. And then if it doesn't work, then we are able to recycle it. And so you can get money when you recycle it into the metal is what we do. So we have a dumpster for metal from Omnisource that they will come and pick up whenever we call them and tell them it's full. And so we get money from that, even though you donated something that maybe didn't work or didn't work as well as it should have, we can still get some money for it in that way.
Also, you know, that back of the store that's been opened up since, you know, you got there, that's now where there's tremendous, you know, furniture available. There's art that people can buy, like a picture, painting, whatever, hang it on their wall. That's all back there, you know?
Yes. That's where the Christmas trees always are. Whenever Christmas comes about, we put the Christmas trees back there. We get a wonderful donation of furniture all the time. We have things on display. We have bed frames and headboards and the actual frame that the mattresses sit on, those types of things there in abundance, and they're reasonably priced and anybody can come and buy them.
Very nice. Very nice. So, you know, for Agape, you know, you, obviously you talked about who you serve, right? St. Mary's,
Minster, New Bremen, and New Knoxville.
And you know, of course you have people that work there too, right? Employees that kind of help make it all go.
Yes. We have a total of 38 employees. There are 5 people in my building, and then the rest of them are in the store on various shifts. They have, of course, they are open on Saturday and we are not. So they have different Saturday hours than what we do. So, but yeah, they work there, and we're able to, if you're employed there, you get a 10% discount because you're an employee. They also are allowed to go through the food pantry. They have more discretion than what a normal person. That's the perk of being an employee at Agape. So yes, you may not live in our area that we serve, because we serve the 4 communities, but because you work there, you're able to go. So yeah. We try to give, the employees are wonderful people and they do an amazing job of sorting the clothes, doing the stuff in the food pantry. And we have wonderful volunteers that help us with those things.
Yeah. And I just keep thinking of all the deals and things I found throughout the years, like those little storage bins you have. If you buy those new, they add up quickly. And I remember, I don't know, a month or so ago, you had a whole stack of them out front of your store for about $1.99 each or something. With yes. lids, thank
with
you very
lids.
Much. I mean, you can't, I mean, I think all the ones that I bought, I mean, it all added up to probably about the cost of maybe one new one or two new ones or something.
Oh, absolutely.
Just stuff like that. We put that in people's minds, like, they really need to be coming to your place.
Yes. We have everything for organization, their clothing, the appliances, dishware. There are some people who found dishes there that was from an old china pattern that was their grandparents. You know, different things like that they've been able to find. And you find things that you don't You don't know you need until you see it.
And some of us just, we refuse to spend a lot of money on dishes or silverware and glasses because we know they're not going to last in our house anyways. They get dropped and, you know, that kind of stuff, like, you know, that happens. Maybe someday, yeah, we'll decide to treat ourselves to some nice dishware or cutlery or silverware. But for the most part, we just kind of, a little bit here and a little bit there. And, okay, we need some forks. Let's get a few and we'll be fine. You know, that kind of stuff. And save money. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And we actually have silverware that a lot of people come and buy, and they actually make things out of them.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have a lot of hobbies. We have our jewelry lady does she calls jewelry jars, which is broken jewelry, beads, and those kinds of things. And then she sells those. She couldn't sell it as a necklace, but it'll be, someone can take it apart and then reuse it.
Very, very nice. Mm-hmm. I'm sure also over the years, that some things have probably come into the store where you thought, I can't believe it. Like, I will never see this again, right? Some rare stuff.
As a matter of fact, that did happen. I think the first year I was there. If anybody's as old as I am, they may remember them. They made a bun warmer that you only got out at Thanksgiving. It was for little buns, biscuits, or rolls. And it was a bun where you plugged it in, and it was almost brass in color, and it had cloth on the top of it. And then you opened it up, twofold. It had it, and then you kept them warm. Two of those came in. I couldn't believe that. I said, and no one at the store knew what that was, except for me, because my age was showing at that point.
Yes.
I was like, my mom had one of these. I called my mom and asked her, I said, did you donate that? She said, no, because she only had one.
Oh.
But two of them came in. And I had, again, and it worked. It still heated up and it still worked.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you ever get one of those metal ice cube trays, see if some young people can figure out how those work.
Exactly.
I'm still not very good at making those work.
I don't have the strength anymore.
No,
to do it.
No, I'll keep my ice machine.
Yes, me too.
Betty, good to see you again. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.